Bet you didn't get no satisfaction yesterday, no matter what side you were on. Hi, it's John Gibson. It's the Morning Digestion for this November 14th. So, obviously, the story of the day is a big hearing yesterday with William Taylor, the ambassador, acting ambassador to Ukraine, and George Kent, Mr. Bowtie, who is the deputy assistant undersecretary of state for blah, 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 blah. I think they presented themselves reasonably well. When it turned out it was like fourth-hand information that Taylor had in one case, and had at best secondhand information that either of them had in any case about whatever it was Trump wanted or told people he wanted, you know, you just like, okay, that's what you got. Now, people see what they want to see. It was a Rorschach test. I guarantee you, your liberal friends, if you got any left, they thought it was damning, just damning. Here's what it's really all about. No matter what you think's going on there with Trump and Zelensky and investigating Biden, holding up military aid, blah, blah, blah. This is what it is really all about.
And so this is not just about something that has occurred. This is about preventing a potentially disastrous outcome from occurring next year.
What would that be? That'd be the reelection of Donald Trump. No, AOC just puts it right out there for everybody to see in big, bold letters. Okay. I sat and watched the thing. I'm not going to be critical of those two guys. They came in, they told what they told. They really didn't know much except what they thought U.S. policy should be. And this is a classic case of the bureaucrats saying, okay, well, and by the way, U.S. policy was to help out Ukraine with anti-tank missiles, which would prevent the Russians from a big invasion. The very missiles Obama wouldn't give them. So the Trump administration had teed it up. People like George Kent and William Taylor thought that Ukraine should get that stuff. They didn't get that stuff under Obama. Trump held it up for 5 minutes while he pursued this corruption thing. Now, you know, the Democrats constantly say Trump is after a long debunked conspiracy theory. You know, so, I mean, first of all, I'm not really sure it is debunked or should be debunked, number one. Number two, this is that Ukraine was also, along with Russia, in 2016, involved in trying to tilt the election towards Hillary Clinton. And there were all sorts of instances yesterday brought up where Ukrainian officials at that time were on social media and other places criticizing Donald Trump and mocking Donald Trump and clearly showing they were never Trumpers. The left says, that never happened. There was no conspiracy from the Ukrainians to mess with our election. The DNC server is not there. This is long debunked. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But what I do know is, who says a president can't pursue a theory that he's interested in? How come these bureaucrats claim that they should be able to essentially veto presidential curiosity? Taylor was sounded good, and George Kent was okay. I think they made it clear they were there under subpoena. Maybe they wanted to come, maybe they didn't. Who knows? But they were required by law to show up. Now, the gotcha moment was Taylor. And both the New York Times and the Washington Post just leapt on this. Just leapt on this like a dog on a bone. Taylor said only last Friday, one of his aides says he was in a restaurant With Gordon Sondland, the ambassador of the EU, who was working with Trump on this stuff about investigating Biden. And he was either with Sondland or right next to Sondland in a restaurant. And Sondland took a call from the president. And this aide overheard the president saying, yeah, Ukraine. What about the investigation? You know, and it was like the Washington Post like got him. That call from Trump, he doesn't care about Ukraine. He only cares about Biden's. The money quote, the call overheard by one of Taylor's aides put the president more squarely in the middle of the swirling Ukraine scandal that has led Democrats to allege that the White House tried to withhold military assistance and an Oval Office meeting with Ukraine until Kyiv, what we used to call Kiev, announced investigations into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, as well as an unfounded theory that Ukrainians interfered in the 2016 presidential election to hurt Trump. New York Times, same thing. Taylor overheard Trump on the phone asking about investigations. Taylor testified, money quote, Taylor testified to the House Intelligence Committee they learned only recently of a July telephone call overheard by one of his aides. You know, this has been going on since July, and apparently the aide only on Friday said, damn, now I remember I heard Trump on the phone with Gordon Sondland. In the LA Times, an opinion guy, you know, his name is Scott Jennings, he used to work for George W. Bush, but he looked at this and said, this was a swing and a miss. The Democrats didn't do anything. They didn't have anything that moved, as they say in Washington, moved the needle. The money quote is, this is a quote from Bill Taylor. Quote, what I can do here for you today is tell you what I heard from people, Taylor said at one point to the Democratic Council, which is not exactly compelling evidence, Scott Jennings writes. If you're trying to convince the American people that what happened is worthy of taking down a presidency. In Taylor's defense, he said he did not appear as a witness for either side in this debate, but obviously Democrats were hoping people would view him as a witness helpful to their impeachment ambitions. New York Times, Peter Baker, the White House correspondent, admits swing and a miss. Money quote, it was not clear that minds were changed. Certainly they were not inside the room, and most likely not elsewhere on Capitol Hill, where Republicans and Democrats were locked into their positions long ago. Nor were there any immediate signs that the hearing penetrated the general public. While major television networks broke into regular programming to carry it live, there was little sense of a riveted country putting everything aside to watch, a la Watergate. Well, there you go, Peter. I think Peter Baker's right about that. It was like, oh, okay, well, some guys are up there talking, saying something. Wall Street Journal took a measured approach. Their angle is Trump pressed for Ukraine investigations. That's it. Washington Post shocked that Republicans have a counter-narrative, insists nobody can follow it. The money quote is, the competing information streams are epitomized by MSNBC and CNN, which have reported heavily on the impeachment inquiry, and Fox News, Trump's favorite network. But those outlets and others trained their attention on the same scene Wednesday, giving viewers from each world a rare glimpse into the other. Democrats are astonished that Republicans have a defense for Trump. What? You can't defend him. Politico says it's a brutal day for the president. CNN's Tubin says, yeah, it's a problem for Democrats that neither witness ever met Trump. Washington Post, Taylor becomes online heartthrob because of that Walter Cronkite voice. New York Times, hey, schmuck, it was really all about the bow tie. Everybody's talking about the bow tie. George Kent's bow tie. Washington Post, schmuck, it's really about Jordan's shirt sleeves. Can't Jim Jordan ever wear a jacket? Trump news, big warm welcome for Erdogan while the impeachment hearings were underway. That's in the New York Times. Also in the New York Times, the emails that are supposed to bring Stephen Miller down. The Southern Poverty Law Center is after him. Hello, big fat yawn. Politics, Washington Post, Republicans consider longer impeachment trial in the Senate to scramble a Democrat primaries. Quote, the discussions raise a potential hazard for the six Democratic senators running for president who had previously planned a final sprint out of Washington before the February 3rd Iowa caucuses and the February 11th New Hampshire primary. They may have to sit there in the Senate in February. New York Times and others. Deval Patrick is in. Why? Because Biden sucks. Okay, I'm not going to read you the money quote, but you can look at it. Social justice warriors. Student protesters are angry. The student newspaper ran their pictures and called them up to ask questions. This is the New York Times. It's about student paper, I think, at Northwestern. Here's the quote. At a time when some say heightened sensitivities have become the norm on American campuses, it is not uncommon for college newspaper editors to be confronted by students who are upset at being photographed in a public place without being asked for their permission, who view receiving a text message or a phone call from a reporter as an invasion of their privacy, and who expect journalists to help assuage their concerns that graphic images in a newspaper could cause trauma to readers. These students are upset. They go out in a public place. They have a protest. Somebody, campus photographer takes a picture of them and runs at the campus newspaper. How dare you? How dare you? You didn't ask my permission, and you, all you're doing is trauma porn. These little shits, who raised them? New York Times, student body president invited Don Jr. to speak. Now the student body president's being impeached. This is in Florida. Supposedly it's about the $50,000 fee Don Jr. charged. New York Times, Kaepernick's getting a workout in front of NFL scouts and coaches and so forth. He hasn't been told who will attend his workout. Quote, a league employee who requested anonymity said Wednesday that the NFL has never promised to send Kaepernick a list of people who would attend the workout, but that multiple clubs would be there. The league has not specified whether the representatives will be people with influence over team rosters. So they send the water boy. Did you see Kaepernick? Yeah, he looked great. Washington Post. Disney's, quote, outdated cultural depictions warning is not enough. Activists are screaming, just say it's racist. New York Times, millennials, they don't like milk anymore. So the largest milk company in the country goes broke. Tech, distracted walking is illegal in some places. Walking and texting can get you killed. That's in the New York Times. Washington Post, Facebook says it took action against tens of millions of posts, like mine. I put up a certain Eric Charmella's name, and they took it down. Wall Street Journal, WeWork. This is so funny. The WeWork founder walked out with $1.5 billion. And guess what? WeWork lost $1.5 billion last quarter in just 3 months. Unbelievable. Wall Street Journal. This is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Wall Street Journal. Prosecutors call Roger Stone a chronic liar. His defense attorney says, yeah, so what? New York Times, that pompous dick Steve Kerr is in last place. The Warriors, New York Times, cows can swim. Three cows that were washed out to sea in a hurricane that turned up on the island 2 miles away. Some others didn't make it, but these three did. Okay, so if you're listening to this for free, kindly go to johngibson.com and pay your money. Sign up for the podcast, which I'm about to produce, and will be posted a little bit later. And write me at host@johngibson.com. Call the bitch box at 859-544-2766. Khalil is alive and well. He has called in once. Looking forward to another call from him. He ought to know everybody was rooting for a speedy recovery. He got pneumonia, which is bad. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio and retweet whatever you see me post. I just need a lot of retweets, okay? So the podcast coming up in a little bit.